Hey, it's Adam Harrington, and you're listening to VRO.
Hello, Adam.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Sweet.
Thank you. I'm talking to you from dark and rainy and cold Vancouver.
I'm talking to you from dark and rainy and cold Georgia. So we're good on that. It's pretty nasty down here too. So
it's perfect for this interview. It's dark, ominous weather.
Right. That's true. We can channel something in this weather. I don't know. That sounded silly. Okay. So okay. Well, this is the VRO. My name is Amber. And we are a fan-based show, so we take a bunch of questions from fans of the show. So I will hop right into it.
All right.
My first question is, how was the audition process for The Secret Circle? And while auditioning for it, did you have any idea that the show was going to get this big?
Wow, okay. Two parts. How was the audition process for this show? You know, it was fun. I went in, and originally the character of Ethan didn't live past the pilot. He was going to die in the pilot episode. When are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, sorry. He originally, when Charles spells Ethan with the drowning spell, originally he was supposed to kill him in an early draft. Mm. So when I read the script, Ethan, of course, dies. And then I got a call saying, well, we want you to come in. We'd love for you to read for Ethan. We're not sure where the character's going to go. And I thought, well, he's dead, isn't he? And they said, no, we rewrote it. So right from the beginning, what I loved about the character was that you had no idea what was going to happen with him. And then the audition process was great. I went in and met them, and they were all up in Vancouver, and I was in L.A., and we just kind of did it through tapings, and then I got the call, and next thing you know, I was on a plane.
Sweet. That's always the best. I might be in the whole series. That's good.
You never know. I thought it was kind of fitting going into a Kevin Williamson and Andrew Miller show that you never know what happens in those worlds, and I really didn't know what was going to happen.
Right.
Yeah, and then
Kevin can be tricky.
Kevin's very tricky. I figured earlier on we were all walking around with those laser sights on us, and it was just a matter of time before one landed.
Well, let me change the second part of the question a little bit then.
Sure.
How's your reaction been to the show becoming as big as it has?
I'm really happy about it. I'm glad that people have enjoyed it. It's been a ton of fun to do. I thought going in that I knew that it had a great, it had a lot of promise given the pedigree of the network and who was behind it and Kevin and his team. And then once we got into it, when you say which is basically keeping quiet in a small town, it brings to mind all kinds of stuff. So I had great hopes for it, and it's just been fantastic to see how it's been received and how everybody has have their favorites of their characters, and it's just a nice thing to be a part of. It's not common you get to be a part of that, get to be a part of something that finds its audience and continues to find its audience and continues to be exciting.
Yeah, it is really phenomenal because, you know, tons of series get picked up in the fall and in the spring, and you never know which one's going to make it. And luckily, this one's been a huge success.
Yeah.
Okay, well, is this the first supernatural show that you've ever done?
This is definitely the most involved I've ever been on a supernatural show, for sure. I've done, popped in for little guest stars here and there, but is this the first time I'm playing a witch? This is the first time I'm playing a witch, let alone a drunk witch. So I think we're two for two. And a father.
That might be
No, it's not the first time I played a father. It's the first time I played a drunk witch. Yeah.
It might be the first time anybody's played a drunk witch.
There's not a lot of call out there for drunk witches. But if there is, go to Chance Harbor. You'll find
it. Right, right.
I think that was the other thing that I liked about the character going in is, and even when we got into it, you know, the CW is a very good-looking network, and all of our witches are you know, they cast attractive people and stuff. And when we got to the pilot and shooting it, I thought, okay, they're time to make the old guy look good. What are they going to do to me? And the order was absolutely no makeup, don't shave.
Wow.
I thought, this is great. This is not, you don't get to do these types of characters for this type of network often, and it made it even more fun.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's an interesting little fact. Well, you have worked with Gail in the past on a previous show that I was a very big fan of. Did you guys remain friends, and were you excited to be working with him again?
Well, the funny thing was, for Queer as Folk, I had come in, and originally they were going to, for people that aren't familiar with Gail Harold was the lead of a very iconic series, Queer as Folk. I was brought in at the end of the fourth season. There was a storyline that involved his boyfriend, and his character's boyfriend in the series was a comic book artist and had come up with this idea for a comic book hero kind of based on his boyfriend, who is played by Gail. The character they came up with in the comics was a character named Rage, who was the superhero who would defend, you know, gay kids and other people against homophobia and bashing and all that stuff. Well, they wrote a storyline where they were going to make that into a movie, and they brought me in to play a Hollywood actor star type who was going to come in and play the comic book version of the character that Gail's character was based on, if you're following along. So I was brought in for two episodes to do that, and then they brought me in for another two just to finish the storyline. But Gail and I never, ever met.
Oh, okay, okay.
I didn't meet him when we were – I never met him when I was filming, because when I was filming, his storylines were elsewhere. So the first time I ever met him was driving to set from the hotel we were both staying in Vancouver. And he was, we just hit it off. He's a great guy, a superb actor. The first scene we did together was the scene in the pilot where he drowns me.
Right.
So it was a lot of fun. And we kind of joked a bit about the fact that I had come in and worked a little bit on his series and the irony of who I was actually playing, given that I came in, and then, of course, we go right into, and now I will drown you. now you'll crawl across the floor and almost die.
And, well, that brings me, that's actually my very next question is, go ahead. You finished what you were saying.
No, I would just say that's perfect timing then. We're right on course.
Perfect timing, because the very next question was, what went behind filming that scene when Charles used a crystal on you?
What went behind filming it?
Yeah, like, what was it like filming that scene? Like, how did you film that scene?
It was fun to film it. The tricky stuff was, and I don't want to give any too much away, because the way it comes across is so, looks, I thought they did a great job filming it and the stunt coordinators and how they came up with it. The tricky part was to figure out how to do the drowning with all the water. So once we got that figured out, then it was just fun. The funny thing about filming it is that I couldn't see Gail and Gail couldn't see me. So the timing of where I was in my demise and where he needed to be in the scene, we all did just by listening to each other.
Right.
So between my gasps and sputters.
With last night's episode, when you did the same thing back to him, was it the same thing? Was it kind of the same process?
No, not so much because last night, as you saw, we're kind of facing each other, and I certainly don't manage to. I mean, the character of Charles is so strong and so powerful, it's not so much of a face-off. I mean, when he spells Ethan in the pilot, he really almost, you know, has the power to do him in. And what I loved about what was in last night's episode was this just little hint of what these two guys would be like facing off. As you see, Ethan's kind of newly sober, and I'm not sure how in control Ethan is of his desire for vengeance.
That's interesting. We were discussing that a little earlier as well. We were discussing the same thing. So that actually takes us into the next question, which is perfect, too. You're on a roll, dude. We're on a roll.
We're a great team. We're doing well here.
All right. So now that your character's been given some power and, you know, given, you know, your history with drinking and stuff, do you hope that he will continue to have control, or does that worry you a little bit?
I think that, well, what we see last night is Ethan gets his first taste of power. Now, obviously, Charles and Dawn are not going to sit idly by while someone else has a crystal. So there's more coming with that. But I think what's, you know, we've seen Ethan, or what we've kind of assumed, is that he's just kind of the drunk guy who's, I think usually the line is, your dad has passed out in the back, and now he's newly sober. So I don't know what that means. I don't know how in control Ethan actually is of how he feels. He could be decided to sober up to go all vengeful, or he could be trying to be a good father for Adam. There's all kinds of possibilities of what's going to happen. I think when you take any character that's been that suppressed for so long, you never really know what they've been holding back.
Right, because I'm sure there was a lot more that happened at that fire that we only got a taste of last night.
Well, yeah, and yeah, exactly. And of course, in the world you're in, that, I think that's what's so great is, now that they've, you know, they've introduced everybody to the world, everybody's really familiar with everybody's backstories, and, you know, we're definitely into the last nine episodes we're into now. I don't think what anybody's seen up until this point is necessarily what's really going on.
Right. That makes sense. And that sounds like Kevin.
Yes, it does. Kevin and Andrew, I think.
Very much so.
Andrew is showing he can twiddle his thumbs like with the best of them.
Yeah. They're both brilliant. They're both great. Well, maybe you can tell us, and maybe you can't. I won't put the pressure on for this. But do you know if we will ever find out why Ethan lied to Adam about being at the fire?
I could answer that, but I'd probably get fired.
All right. It was worth a shot. We'll move on from that.
I could also answer it and then find out I'm completely wrong. I think what's great is that we're definitely going to be finding out a lot more information about what happened. Obviously, the first half of the season has all been about what happened in the fire. Last night we got a great taste of it. We see that I was there, and hightailing it out of there, which has been something I've always been not forthcoming about. Which then again, maybe why has Ethan been drinking? There's all kinds of things you could theorize about, but I think I haven't answered that question, and I think that's about as much of an answer as I'm allowed to give.
Sounds good. Just thought it was worth a shot.
I love it. I love you for it.
Well, that kind of feeding off of last night's episode a little bit, which I will personally say, and most people on Twitter are saying too, that last night's episode is the best episode of the season since the pilot. And definitely phenomenal. Yeah, definitely a phenomenal episode. So when you talk about the drinking with Ethan, and clearly Dawn has some problems, Charles has some problems, and then we kind of saw about the fire last night. Do you think a lot of their darkness, so to speak, is fueled from the past?
I think that, first of all, that's a great question. I think with Ethan, definitely what you're the way he behaves is really fueled by his past. I mean, when the series opened, he seemed to be the only one that was visibly haunted by what had happened. He was kind of this guy who was stuck in time, and I get the impression that the drinking had been going on for a long, long time, and then with Amelia dying, just got even worse. So he's obviously someone who's been haunted by the past, and then we started to find out that I think they're all affected by what happened. I think some people are – I can't speak too much for the other characters, but what you thought was happening at the beginning is now starting to shift. You know, everyone thought Charles was definitely the big bad guy and the most evil, and he may still be, but we're also seeing that maybe he was acting very badly for some very good reasons, and then Dawn looked like she wasn't so bad, and now she is. So I think it's just all a big, big mess, and I love it.
Yep, I can agree with that. I love it too. Well, how do you feel about the development of your character from the pilot to last night's episode?
Well, reading it is fantastic even before I get a chance to act it. So seeing this character that's gone from, you know, what I really liked about Ethan originally was however he's been as a dad, he does love his son. And that resonated with me, those father-son relationships, as well as the lost love for Amelia, the unrequited love, I thought was very powerful. But I've really enjoyed watching him. You know, the big question was, what happens if this guy stops drinking, or can he? And I really like the fact that that's being explored. You know, he's gone from being kind of this sad write-off of a character to, you know, now he's trying to pull up his bootstraps and be a better father and face some things. But then when he faces some things, is he actually strong enough to deal with it, or you know, will he I like the fact that who knows what's going to happen next. Will he become strong and stand on his own two feet, or will he kind of go all vengeful and really start to go after people? It's every week I find out as you watch it, I'm about a month ahead of you, but that's about it.
Wow. That's not the first time, and especially with CW shows that are like 22 episode seasons, that's not the first time someone has said that on an interview where they've said, I really don't know much more than you guys do, because the writers of these shows, especially, you know, with the writers of your show and then even the Vampire Diaries, they keep stuff very hush. Yeah. They don't want anybody to know.
No, and there are certain things I do know and I cannot talk about, but there's certain things I know. But what they do with that and how it manifests itself, that remains to be seen. But I was really appreciative of the fact that that I knew a couple of things, and that really helps me. And otherwise, who knows what's going to happen.
Well, so far, what has been your favorite scene that you've filmed?
There's been multiples of them. There's been a lot of Ethan talking about Amelia and how much he loves her, but there was obviously the one with the one I got to film with Gail, right in the pilot. I thought that was just greatly written, got right to it. I love scenes that involve special effects, especially when they're real live stunts. I think the stuff they do on the show with digital is great, but just I love to get in there and be able to do stuff. So obviously the drowning scene in the pilot was fantastic. And then there was a really sweet scene between me and Cassie, I think in the second or the third episode, where she wants to know about Amelia and kind of Ethan talks about what it was to really like her and how that made him feel inside. But what I loved about the scene was that you could see in Brittany's performance of Cassie that there was that same acknowledgement that she had those feelings before about what it's like to see somebody that you that really hits you, and you know, the butterflies in the stomach, and it, you know, makes you act like a goof. And I love the fact that in that scene, as I'm talking to that, you could see that in Cassie's character. And I think for a series like that, as we find out as we go along, maybe people's behaviors was affected by love and what they did for love, or what they did for being jilted, or what have you. But I thought that was a really sweet scene, and I thought that what I think is so great about Brittany holding the series together is she really, it just shows on her face so much. And I thought that was a really nice scene, and I really liked working with her in that one.
That is a really good scene. And actually, what you just talked about with love and stuff, that's a couple of the things we're going to theorize tonight when this interview is over. We're actually going to recap the show, and a good bit of our recap is going to be about your character, because we have some things that we've been brewing up in our head about it. So it's the whole thing with love and stuff goes around it. So I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I think that's one of the beautiful things they're writing for the show, is that the soul of the show, a lot of it is about love.
Right.
A lot of it about about the opposite. A lot of it too.
Right.
Obviously, you know, if you're going to talk about love, you got to have the opposite there too. You know, with the desire for power as well. But I love the fact that an element of that show really is, you know, kind of touches everybody in that way.
Yeah, definitely does. Okay, I've got three more questions for
all right.
you before we get you off here and let you get back to work and enjoy your Friday night. So you talked about doing the scene with Brittany. So what's it been like working with this cast where there's a diversity in age?
Oh, well, it's kind of like two camps. You got the youngins, and then you got the old folks. And no offense to Natasha or Gail, I'm not calling anybody old, but it's been fun. They're all great. You know, Brittany, this is, you know, life unexpected, so she's no stranger to this type of thing, and she's a total pro and extremely talented, and as well as Thomas. You know, I was familiar with his work before. It was a lot of fun to get to be able to work with him and you know, play his dad. And then, you know, Phoebe is, you know, coming from her background in Australia and giving such a wonderful, rich bad girl has been, and she's so wonderful on set and so nice to everybody. And, of course, Melissa and I get to bond a bit because we're both the Canadians, as well as Natasha. I think this is the first big series she's done. And being a total pro, and of course Shelley coming from the soaps. The nice thing about all of them is that they really do, they're pros. They come in, they work, they have a ton of fun. You know, there can be some long nights on some cold locations, and
right.
they're just great. And as well as now Chris coming in is awesome, as well as the other recurrings. And like I said, working with Gail's fantastic. And Natasha and I have actually never met before, but again, she was born in Canada as well, so we could kind of commiserate on that. And the last couple episodes, it was finally nice to get some scenes with her. But it's funny, they wrote it, we've never been on camera together, and yet we just kind of pick up like, hey, how are you? What's going on? Which I liked as an approach, because it was, you know, it kind of shows that there's a whole world going on behind what it's almost like the audience is just seeing certain things happening within this world, but it's obvious that there's stuff going on that they don't see that also happens.
Right.
I
definitely believe you guys have known each other for at least 16 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely believable.
Yeah.
Well, do you have
I hope
a
I didn't
Twitter
leave anybody
or...
out.
Nobody what?
I hope I didn't leave anybody out there.
No, I think you got everybody. I think you mentioned
everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a Twitter or a fan Facebook account?
I do not. The very fact I'm actually talking to you over Skype, and that alone is a miracle. I am not very techno, what have you. So no, I don't have Twitter, and I don't have Facebook.
Well, you should change that. You should at least get a Facebook.
I should probably get that at some point. Everybody else does, and it looks like a hell of a lot of fun.
Twitter's a lot of fun. Facebook's a little complicated, but Twitter's a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
I'll figure it out. I think I'm proud of getting Skype. So I'll sit with that for a little while and then try to graduate to something more advanced than sending smoke signals.
You know, I would have never been able to tell you're on Skype because sometimes Amy, who runs the switchboard, she calls in on Skype and I can never hear her. And you sound perfectly clear. Yeah, you sound perfectly clear. Which is awesome.
I'm screaming everything, that's why.
Yeah.
I'm really yelling at the top of my lungs here. I'm kidding.
All right. Well, are there any other projects you have going on besides the Secret Circle that you'd like to tell us about?
I would love to. I am. There's a new series coming out on HBO. It's called Luck, and a fantastic series done by the incredibly talented David Milch, who is the man behind Deadwood, among other things, as well as Michael Mann, who, he did Miami Vice back in the day and then the Miami Vice movie. And they have a new series that's on HBO, and it's about the horse racing industry and all the gambling and dark deeds going on behind the scenes. And that's a fantastic series, and I'm recurring on that. And that starts airing on HBO January 29th, I believe.
I actually saw the preview for that and after the season finale of Boardwalk Empire. That might be one I check out.
Yeah, it's definitely, I saw that too, and boy, does it drag you deep into that world fast.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shows out there that do that, unfortunately. Even these supernatural shows, we get dragged in so deep where it's just crazy. We're all crazy. That's all right. All right, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. I was really glad to be a part of it and flattered you guys tracked me down. So all the best, and I'll talk to you soon.